Years of fraud and mismanagement of the LA Memorial Coliseum have finally boiled over, resulting in an audit by city controller Wendy Gruhl. The audit comes in the wake of an investigation of several officers of the Memorial Coliseum Commission, including former stadium general manager Patrick Lynch. Lynch was one of six officers charged last month in a 29-count indictment alleging bribery and embezzlement. Gruhl says the controversy is one for the record books.
What's clear is that the management controls over the Coliseum spending were weak or non-existent, resulting in millions of dollars in wasteful spending, fraudulent activity, and misuse of funds.
Gruhl says the largest example of fraud occurred when Lynch issued hundreds of thousands of dollars in advance payments for Uruguayan soccer teams to play at the Coliseum.
Despite paying more than $870,000 in unreturned deposits, none of these events ever occurred, and no contracts for the events were ever formally approved by the commission board.
If the games never took place, what happened to all the money?
More than $75,000 in bonuses were paid to employees outside of the city's payroll system that were filed improperly with the IRS.
Lynch even managed to give himself the maximum bonus of $125,000 from 2007 to 2010, despite the Coliseum's declining profitability. The Coliseum took a financial hit when it dropped four rave concerts popular among USC students.
The average rent for the four most prominent raves held at the Coliseum declined significantly, while those same events' gross ticket sales increased significantly. They made a lot of money, those festivals. The Coliseum did not.
With such public mismanagement damaging the commission's reputation, USC could take advantage and throw its hat in the ring for Coliseum ownership. The university has been trying to own the Coliseum for years. Gruhl isn't sold on the notion, but knows that some sort of change is a must.
I don't know all the details of the USC deal. I think what is clear is that the current structure of the Coliseum Commission doesn't work, and that we need to look at other alternatives, and everything should be on the table.
Though Gruhl is unsure of the future of the Coliseum, she is sure of one thing. As long as she remains controller, a crime like this will never happen again. Nick Edmonds, Annenberg Radio News.